In this bulletin, tax cuts brought forward for millions of Australian workers, Queensland to make a decision over its New South Wales border reopening later this month, and in rugby, the Wallabies name three debutants in the starting lineup against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Income tax cuts will be brought forward for millions of Australian workers after passing Parliament just days after being announced in the federal budget. People earning between $49,000 and $90,000 will save around $1,000 per year, equating to around $20 per week, while those on higher incomes could receive up to $2,500 more per year. The changes will be backdated to July and will also allow businesses that make new investments to write off their entire cost in 1 year. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government hopes the tax cuts will boost household spending.
The tax office will move immediately to update the tax schedules, and the money will be flowing to the pay packets of Australians before the end of the year. These tax cuts bring forward stage two is vitally important. It's vitally important because it's going to create more economic activity.
But Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the cuts simply benefit the wealthy.
Tax cuts today means service cuts tomorrow. What does that mean in reality? Less healthcare, less funding for education, less support and funding for aged care.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer Janet Young says the decision about the planned reopening of the state's border with New South Wales won't be made until the end of the month. Queensland uses the benchmark of 28 days of no unlinked community cases to assist authorities in determining whether it's safe to reopen to another state or territory. The rise of locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales have raised questions over whether Queensland will push back the planned 1st of November reopening. But Dr. Young says authorities will continue to monitor the situation closely.
At the end of each month is when we assess what's been going on in the previous 28 days, and so we'll make that assessment then, because there are a whole range of issues. Most issues New South Wales are very well on top of. They're very good. So we also want to see significant testing.
Queensland has reported no new COVID-19 cases, marking 28 days since the state last recorded a new infection. Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she hasn't ruled out the further easing of COVID-19 restrictions in the state, despite the rise in locally acquired cases. The state has recorded 10 new cases, five of which are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Ms. Berejiklian says the other five infections were locally acquired and have been linked to a known case or cluster.
The advice we get from health is always evolving depending on where we are in the pandemic. And whilst I'm always concerned when we have new cases of community transmission, it shouldn't preclude us from looking at what opportunities we have in the next few weeks. So the health experts and also, in fact, the economists are giving me, and the Treasurer would be well aware of this, we're getting dual advice on where we're up to and what we can consider in the next few weeks. We haven't ruled out any further easing of restrictions. We are considering what will happen in the next few days and beyond, and we'll base our decisions on the health advice.
For the first time in 3 months, Victoria's active coronavirus caseload has fallen below 200. The state recorded 11 new cases and no new deaths. The infections bring Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average to 9.4. Melbourne needs a 14-day average of 5 or fewer cases and no more than 5 mystery cases to move to the third step of eased restrictions on the 19th of November. Premier Daniel Andrews says the results are encouraging.
This is an opportunity, a really important opportunity, to congratulate Victorians right across the state for following the rules, sticking to this strategy. These are the results that come from a really determined effort to defeat this second wave, to see this virus off, and then to lock in that COVID normal.
And in rugby, the Wallabies are taking a chance on their rookies for the opening test in Wellington on Sunday, with new coach Dave Rennie saying it's a team for the future, as well as ending Australia's Bledisloe Cup drought. And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 23. Adelaide, sunny and 22. Melbourne, a sunny morning with a shower or two and 21. Hobart, possible early shower, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, also sunny, 25. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.